Today, I want to talk with you on a very important subject. As Paul gives his motive for serving the Lord to the church at Corinth, we want to consider 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. And I want you to listen carefully to what the apostle has stated here. He says, "For the love of Christ constraineth us." In other words, the love of Jesus Christ had his life under control. That phrase, "love of Christ," is found three times in our New Testament. So he says, "For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again." A very important passage of Scripture. Again, as Paul gives the reason or the motive for why he serves the Lord Jesus Christ, because of the love of Christ. I wonder today about each and every one of us. Is the love of Jesus Christ constraining us? Are we living for the one that loved us so much? Are we concerned about the kind of life we're living now that we have trusted Christ as our personal Savior? When we consider the life of the Apostle Paul, we see a life lived with such conviction and determination to live for Christ. Christ really changed Paul's life. He discovered he had been following the wrong teaching that was leading to a tragic ending. Think about that. He realized he'd been following a religion that offered no proper ending. When Paul, as Saul of Tarsus, met Jesus Christ on the Damascus Road, his life was transformed. Transformed. Turned completely around. He'd been going in the wrong direction, but now he sees the light and the arrow of his way. He had no doubts or questions that Jesus was the Christ when he met him on that day. That he was that long-promised Messiah the Jewish nation was looking for. And yet he himself had been persecuting him and seeking to persecute those that followed the Lord Jesus Christ. Now Paul is ready to embrace him and promote him with all of his energies. It would be great if every time someone accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, we would see such a transformation. But we don't. We don't. The other Sunday, when it was so extremely cold, many churches did not have services on that day. Our church had services. And we had several folks from different churches that came to be with us because we were having services. And, you know, they wanted to be in a worship service. So they were out looking for a church. And one gentleman said to me, he said, "Our church didn't have services, So I went looking for a church, and I saw the cars on your parking lot, and I wanted to come and worship with you today. You know, wouldn't it be exciting to see other people with that kind of hunger to be in a service to worship God, even though it was cold that day? Yeah. What was it that moved Paul to such a turnabout in his belief? It was the love of Christ. It was the love of Christ that transformed Saul of Tarsus on that day. The love of Jesus for Paul when he met him on that day, the day he was going to persecute believers in Christ. When Saul of Tarsus, who we know as Paul, when he saw Jesus that day, he saw the love of Christ for him. And boy, how it changed his life. I wonder, my fellow believers today, I wonder, have you really got a glimpse of the love of Christ for you? How much he loves you? And are you responding with all of your heart and life to serve him who loves you so much? There in the presence of the risen Lord Jesus Christ, Paul knew he was not a righteous man. He thought he was. But when he met the Lord, he found out what a sinful creature he was. And folks, let me say to one and all of us today, we are sinful creatures and in desperate need of cleansing, forgiveness, and salvation that only the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ can give. Saul knew the Jews' religion he'd been following had not taken away his sins. And looking at Jesus, he suddenly knew Jesus is the one he needed in his life. He met the Christ, and he was convinced, he's the one I want to love and serve all the days of my life. Have you discovered what you truly need in life? You do not need to be religious. You do not need to belong to a religion. Religion does not satisfy or meet the need of the soul of man. It seems that too many church folks do not realize how sin-sick the soul of man is. Think of what the love of Christ has done for you. You, a believer in Jesus Christ, you've been reconciled to God. You have been made acceptable to God. He has given you life. He's made you a new person. He's given you a new standing before God. You are no longer condemned. You're no longer a sinner. You become a child of God. And you have a home in heaven to enjoy the love of Christ forever. Think about it. Think about it. Think about the love of Christ for you. And you. And you. Recently, we had in the news that several teenagers had ganged up on a mentally handicapped person and was beating and taunting and torturing him just because of who he was. Hey, the Bible says that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Jeremiah 17:9. Yet in the life of Paul, the love of Christ caused him to love others. he had been persecuting. He had been doing all he could to make the lives of believers miserable. But now he himself has met this Christ that those he persecuted was serving. And it has changed his life. It has transformed his life in a moment. In that very instant, he met the resurrected Christ. Yes, the love of Christ has transforming power. The love of Christ was so effective in the life of Paul, it determined how he did everything else the rest of his life. It would be in committed service to the Lord himself. When Paul understood who Jesus was and what he had done for him, his only reason to live was Christ. Yes, the only reason for him to live was for Christ. He understood it was Jesus who had loved him so much. And even while Paul was hating Jesus, he had died so Paul could live. Think about that. Do you ever think about the love of Christ? Or are you taking it for granted? I would encourage you to stop and meditate and think about it. How Christ loves you so much. Has the love of Christ changed your life? If the love of Christ has not changed your life, you are missing what life is all about. Because Jesus Christ is life. In 1 John 5:11 through 12, and this is the record that God has given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. 1 John 5:11-12. Jesus Christ is eternal life. Wow. What a definition of life. It's Christ. It's Christ. And without Jesus Christ, no one has any hope. Because all men are sinners separated from God, and only in and through Jesus Christ can man be reconciled to God. Do you see how condemning the above scripture is that I've just shared with you? Eternal life is in Jesus Christ. That is, living forever with the highest quality of life possible is only in Jesus Christ. And we that believe in him when we live this world, we'll go live with him forever. There'll be no end to it. Folks, that's beyond our comprehension. Living forever with the highest quality of life. When there'll never be anything negative again. Or disappointing again. We might point out that all life is because of Christ. We have our physical life because of Christ. Both physical and eternal life come from the same source. He is the owner of all of us. Because in the beginning, he is the creator. He is the almighty God who made everything out of nothing. Now you talk about power. You talk about wisdom. You talk about knowledge. Think about making the universe out of nothing with his spoken word. Yes, and he made man for his own honor and glory, and he lets man choose who he will serve. And so you and you and you can choose to serve Christ And you're also free to reject Christ. But to reject Jesus Christ will be an eternal separation from the one that gives life, and to be cast into outer darkness. Into the scriptures tell us, into a lake of fire, to spend eternity with the devil and the fallen angels. It breaks my heart so many people do not accept this great truth, that Jesus Christ is eternal life. Too many people are relying on their education, or just unconcerned about their soul and their need. This physical life we have in the world is given to see, where do we want to spend eternity? Life is not just the now. This present time that we have in this world is to prepare for where we're going to spend eternity. This is where we get ready for where we're going to live at forever. And by choosing the Lord Jesus Christ, by allowing the love of Christ to transform our lives, we will have an eternity of paradise and blessed in the glory of God. Life in this world is, as I said, where we prepare to enjoy the eternal blessings of our Maker, our Creator. There's no doubt we're all going to live somewhere forever. We are eternal creatures. The question is, where have you chosen to live forever? Have you chosen the one that gives eternal life? Or are you rejecting Him? There is no doubt we're all going to live, and you can't change it. You cannot get rid of yourself. Now, you can take your life in the physical life, but that doesn't get rid of you. You're still going to be living somewhere else when you leave this world. The truth is, we will live where we choose to live in eternity. You're a free moral agent, given the right to choose. And there's only two choices. It's either heaven or hell. I was at the hardware in Lumberton the other day, and two black men were standing near the checkout counter. As I approached the counter, I overheard them talking to each other, and they were talking about, they didn't look at other people to see what color they were. They didn't judge people by their color. It was such a blessing to hear these guys talking in such a manner. And so I joined them. And soon, the three of us were standing in the middle of the store, embracing one another and praising the Lord together for His salvation in Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ makes us one, folks. The love of Christ will change any life. Any life, no matter who they are. Let me say, if we have the love of Christ in our heart, skin color does not make any difference. Jesus Christ loves all people. He loves all people. And one people is not better than another people. And I think one of the tests in this life that we all face in this world is, how do we get along with other people? How do we treat other people? Because all people were made by the same God to bring glory to God. And one group is no better than the other in the sight of God. And we need to get that in our hearts and our minds and believe it. The problem in this world, in the race relation, is the lack of the love of Christ, folks. People need to see all people as people like themselves with the same needs. The same needs. Jesus Christ loves all people. In Matthew 12:30, "He that is not with me is against me," Jesus said, "and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad." Far too many people are choosing to live for the things of this life. And that's why Jesus said, "For what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Matthew 16:26. I'll tell you what, that's a very probing scripture, folks. What is a man profited if he was to gain the whole world, to own the whole world, and then in a few years he dies and loses it all and descends into the gutters of hell? What did it profit him? What did it profit? Yeah. And what will a man give for the exchange for his soul? Man, people give up their soul for the things of this life. Yeah. Their pursuit of the things of this life, people give up their souls for. People give up their souls because they have no interest in spiritual things. That's not for them. People give up their soul because they think, "Why, I'm good enough to go to heaven. I'm as good as the people down at the church." Oh, listen, folks. Listen to me, folks. People have all kind of excuses as to why they don't want to serve Jesus Christ. They're just deceived. The Bible says that the devil deceiveth the whole world. Boy, that's awful, isn't it? Paul said that in Christ, that Jesus Christ died for everyone. In the scriptures, our text today, he died for all. Christ did die for every person. He paid the sin debt of the whole world. Everybody's sin debt has been paid, but you must accept the one that paid it as your Savior to receive the benefit of it, folks. To receive the benefit of it. "Although all men have deceitful hearts, there is not a thing man can do to change that deceitful heart," folks. Education will not change the human heart. Reformation will not change the human heart. Religion does not change the human heart. Only Jesus Christ has the power and the capacity to change the human heart. And Paul said, "It's the love of Christ that constraineth me, that controls me." Only the love of Christ can change our lives, folks. Can change our lives. This week, a recently discharged soldier got off of an airplane in Florida, and he gets his weapon out of his bag and begins to shoot people all around him. Kept shooting till he ran out of ammunition, killing 5 people and injuring 8 others. And the shooter claimed he'd been hearing voices. You know what the problem was? It was not the voice of God he'd been hearing. It was not the voice of God, the love of God, no. He'd been hearing and listening to the wrong voices. Only when people hear the voice of God and obey will the blessings of God come upon their lives. Yes. People need to listen to the voice of God from the Holy Scriptures. God speaks through the Holy Scriptures, calling us to repent of our sin and to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. When people, for whatever reason, fail to hear and respond to God's word, they will miss the best of this life and for eternity. Jesus Christ gives you the best life now when you and I commit ourselves to Him. He's not promised to make us famous. He's not promised to make us rich. He's not promised us vast amounts of earthly possessions. That's not all that important. The important thing is that we accept Christ as our Savior and let Him place us where He can use us, wherever that place might be at. And like the Apostle Paul, allow the love of Christ to control us or constrain us so that we might be vessels to bring glory to Him, folks. Yeah. We need to get our hearts right with God. We, the church, we need to see we do not any longer belong to ourselves. He has bought and paid for every believer, and we are no longer ourselves. He is not only our Savior, He is our Lord. And to put it in basic terms, He's our boss. And we are to obey Him. And we're going to stand at the judgment one day to be examined to see how well we obeyed Him who paid for our sins on the cross and purchased us for Himself, folks. Yes. Yes. Let's face it, the love of Christ is the central element of Christian belief and theology. Yes, the love of Christians for Christ and the love of Christians for people should be paramount in our lives. The love for Christ is a reflection of His love for His followers. Oh, how Jesus loved His disciples and His people when He was with them here. Oh, how He loved them and told them to love one another. Love one another. The only thing that will change the human heart is the grace of God, folks, who by His shed blood washes away the guilt of sin. I wonder how many today has fully cast themselves upon the mercies of God and submitted to His claims upon your life. Have you fully cast yourselves upon His mercy because of the love of Christ for you? Have you fully surrendered to serve Him, to love Him, to obey Him? Nothing else will make the heart of man right with his Creator except the blood of Jesus Christ, who washes us and cleanses us from our sins and makes us a new person, a transformed person, so that we might love Him and serve Him. Religion will not do that. Being good will not do that. Only surrendering to the claims of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior will do that. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And who did that? Who did that? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ laid his life down freely and willingly because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son that whosoever would believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Oh, the love of God. Oh, the love of Jesus Christ, Paul said, that constraineth me, controls me, because of what he did for me, a wretched sinner, lost, undone, without hope. But Christ redeemed me, saved me from the curse of the law. Who can separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Paul stated in Romans 8:35. No, nothing's going to separate us from the love of Christ. In Ephesians 3:19, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. And in 1 John 5:17 again, hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. The Apostle John has written, folks. Yes, the love of Christ constraineth us. How can we ever thank him for the life, the beating, the rejection, the suffering, and the agony of the cross when he became that cursed thing, sin, and was judged, having the wrath of God come upon him because of the awfulness of our sin. Our sin. The sin of every one of us. The sin of man. And God in his great wisdom knew the only way for man to ever be reconciled back to God the Father was that God in Jesus Christ would come into this world and take upon him the sins of all the world, and that he in Christ would be judged, and he would pay for our sin. And then he arranged that if you'll accept my Son, who paid for the sins of every person everywhere, if you'll accept him as your Savior, I'll forgive you. I'll forgive you. I'll cleanse you. I'll even make you a new person. And one day I'll bring you to live in my presence throughout eternity. Folks, that's the love of Christ. That's the love of Christ for you and you and everyone everywhere. Let's not forget what God the Father has did by sending his Son into this world. And the love of Christ to obey the Father. And to be our Savior. We cannot fully understand it. We can only accept it by faith. And begin to love him and serve him. And to grow in grace. And in the knowledge of our wonderful Savior. Father, thank you for this time we've had today to worship thee. To praise thee. To hear your word. To hear the testimony of the Apostle Paul, how that one day he met Jesus, the Savior. And when he met him, it changed his life forever. And all he could say was, it was the love of Christ that constrained him. Oh God, that we might have this wonderful experience of enjoying the love of Jesus Christ as we serve Him day by day. Speak to that heart that needs the Savior, and challenge every heart to fully, completely love and serve our wonderful Lord. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.